This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin has put his nuclear forces on increased alert in an unprecedented escalation of tension with the West since the collapse of the Soviet Union over Russia's assault on Ukraine. He ordered Russian nuclear weapons prepared for increased readiness to launch. Ukrainians awoke Sunday after a third night of Russia's massive assault to street fighting in the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to send a Ukrainian delegation to meet with his Russian counterparts at unspecified time and location at the Belarusian border for talks, while the United Nations Refugee Agency has updated the number of Ukrainians who have fled to other countries to 368,000. The European Union has closed its airspace to Russian airlines and is funding the purchase and delivery of weapons to Ukraine, AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports.
For the first time in European Union history, the 27-nation bloc will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack. In the controversial decision, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirms the shutting down of EU airspace for all Russian aircrafts, as well as an EU ban on Russian state-owned media, such as Russia Today and Sputnik. The EU will also target Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko for supporting Russia's widespread military campaign in Ukraine with a new package of sanctions. I'm Naomi Shannon.
More than 100,000 people attended a Ukraine solidarity march in Berlin on Sunday, police said, with many protesters dressed in the blue and yellow colors of the Ukraine flag. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police detained more than 2,000 people at anti-war protests held in 48 cities across Russia on Sunday, a protest monitoring group said, as people defied authorities to show their anger over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This was a protest in St. Petersburg. More than 5,500 people have been detained at various anti-war protests since the invasion began on Thursday, according to the OVD Info Monitor, which has documented crackdowns on Russia's opposition for years. In Moscow, riot police often outnumbered protesters, some of who carried handwritten placards with peace signs and anti-war slogans in Russian and Ukrainian. Talks between Chad's military-led government and armed rebel groups due to start Sunday in Qatar have been postponed, African diplomats and officials said. The talks are aimed at paving the way for what officials have called conclusive national dialogue and elections, which the leader of the Chadian junta, Mohamed Idriss Deby Itno, has promised by October. Deby took over as the head of the transitional military council in the poor landlocked Central African country after his father, Idriss Deby Itno, who had ruled Chad for three decades, was killed in fighting with rebels in April last year. African diplomats in Doha said Sunday's talks in Qatar had been delayed because preparations for the meeting had not yet been completed. COVID has changed the way Carnival is being celebrated in Rio de Janeiro for a second year, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thousands defied an official ban by coming out to the streets to party to the rhythm of samba, sometimes as police looked on. Meanwhile, at official events, samba schools performed for a ticketed crowd. But everything was much smaller, says performer Eduardo Martino.
This is a kind of a replacement for the most spectacular carnival, which takes place indoors.
Those performances lead up to the parade at the Samba Drome, which this year has been postponed to April because Brazil is still not past the Omicron wave. I'm Julie Walker.
The Philippines will lift most COVID-19 restrictions in the capital, Manila, next month, President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesman said Sunday, after a sharp drop in infections and a rising number of people vaccinated. It comes weeks after the country reopened its borders to foreign tourists for the first time in 2 years and as campaigning for the May 9th national elections cranks up. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. We'll be right back.